Thank you, Alvira. So good afternoon, everyone. My study today, as you can see, is on consanguinity and G6PD deficiency in Omani children. It's a community-based cross-sectional study. This is the disclosure. During this presentation, I'm just going to speak a bit about consanguinity as a concept itself and to give some background into G6PD deficiency, because for the most part, it's not very prevalent in the United States, and I kind of wanted to just shed light on the issue itself. I'll also be speaking about the methodology of this study as well as the statistics that led me to develop an interest in it, and a look at the results and conclusions and the limitations of this study. I'd like to point out that this was a pilot study, and I'm hoping that it would be a gateway into other studies to be conducted into this topic. Consanguinity itself is maybe a foreign topic over here, but it is very common in my part of the world. It's basically defined as the union of individuals who have a common ancestor and can be categorized as three different categories: first, second, and third degree. The first being where the parents of the couple are direct siblings, or the couple is first cousins and they get married. The reason it's so prevalent in my part of the world is because it was believed for a long time that consanguineous marriages would preserve family dynamics and structure and would also provide cultural, social, and economic benefits, in that they believed that family money, family property would stay within the family itself, which was the basis for consanguinity. So when I looked into consanguinity, I also looked at the prevalence of consanguinity in other Gulf countries. Now, there are six Gulf countries, or GCC countries as they're called, which are the most important of the Middle Eastern Gulf countries. These are Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Oman, and UAE. Oman, which is where my study was based and which is where I am from, has the highest prevalence of consanguinity, as you can see, closely followed by Qatar. However, I'd like to point out that Qatar is a very, very small country, so their population is not really as high as Oman. Because of that, this comparison might not be that significant. But there's no doubt that Oman has definitely the highest prevalence of consanguinity among the GCC countries. Now, consanguinity itself can cause several kinds of disorders, mainly because mainly it causes autosomal recessive conditions because of the expression of deleterious alleles. And this mostly occurs in the offspring of first cousins, because it just increases the probability of them acquiring the disease from either one of their parents or even both their parents. As you can see, there are several single gene disorders that can be caused by consanguinity, and my focus has been on G6PD deficiency. There are also other hemoglobinopathies, sickle cell anemia, thalassemias, and several other disorders, but my focus is on hemoglobinopathies, which is why I said this was a pilot study. So I'm hoping to probe more into thalassemias as well as sickle cell anemia. Now, the sample type, as you can see, is mostly from areas which are commonly from neonates or children, which should basically tell you that this is more predominant among children and is most commonly seen in children, which means that maybe they might not make it into adulthood. So G6PD itself is an enzyme which stands for glucose-6-phosphate dehydrogenase. And when a person does not produce enough of this enzyme or does not have enough of it, it results in deficiency, and it can prevent the proper functioning of red blood cells. Too little of this can result in the destruction of red blood cells in a process called hemolysis, and this results in a hemolytic episode. Hemolytic episodes are usually very brief, but it depends on the severity of the activation. And it can result in anything from mild fatigue and dizziness or lower abdominal pain to hemolytic distress. And sometimes even it can result in death if it is not identified early on. The enzyme itself is genetically inherited, located on the X chromosome and the Q28 locus. I'm not going to go into the details of it. However, because it is an X-linked recessive disorder, it is more likely to be seen in males than in females. So all statistics that look at G6PD deficiency as a disorder usually focus on males rather than females. This image here is just to show you briefly how the pattern of inheritance is in parents who are, neither parents are carriers, or one parent is a carrier, or even both parents can be a carrier. So G6PD deficiency, I know, would not be that common in this part of the world, or you might not have heard of it, because for the most part, it usually stems from G6PD deficiency not getting as much of, as for want of a better word, popularity or publicity as other diseases do, especially like sickle cell anemia. Everyone's heard of sickle cell anemia, but no one's heard of G6PD deficiency. However, there are 4 to 7% of the population in the United States who live with G6PD deficiency. But as you can see, there are very few countries which have a high percentage or prevalence of G6PD deficiency, among which is Oman, which is this one over here. So the statistics, now this was one of my limitations in which went into the study, is that there is a lot of red tape that surrounds statistical analysis and censuses in my country, which makes it almost impossible to identify the prevalence of anything at any given point of time. So the first census that I had for the prevalence of G6PD deficiency was in 1986, which was given out by the Ministry of Health, during which time the frequency was 3.3%. The number in 2001 jumped to 18.8%. And of these 18.8%, it was identified that 33.6% of these patients had parents who were first cousins. More recently, with my study, which I conducted with the help of the National University, we identified that 26 to 29% of Omani males live with the disorder. And there is, however, a considerable variation across Oman based on the regions. Now, this map is just to give you an idea of the districts or regions that Oman is separated into. And based on these statistics, most of the population that lives with G6PD deficiency is located around this area, Dakhliya and Sharqiya. Now, I'd like to point out that these are the regions that are the most populated, that have the cities, and they are also closest to the capital. Almost all of these patients are required to come to the capital for proper treatment, for diagnosis, so it makes it near impossible to be diagnosed in their areas where there's mostly just primary healthcare centers, and they don't have the facilities or the laboratories to perform diagnosis of these levels. There were not many in these areas because most of this area is either mountain or desert. Now, the study itself, like I said, is a pilot study because I wanted it to be a gateway into shedding some light on the severity of the condition, as well as to assess and evaluate the relationship of consanguinity and G6PD deficiency in the Omani population. And I used 100 known pediatric G6PD deficient cases from one of the national hospitals at the capital, which was Al Nahda Hospital. My hypothesis was that consanguineous marriages are a high-risk factor in producing offspring that are positive for G6PD deficiency as compared to patients from the general population. So of my sample, which was a smaller sample of only 100 patients, all of them were of or below the age of 15 because this is usually the focus group for hemoglobinopathies. And these were patients who were admitted or who had visited the hospital OPD since January 2013. It is required that all of these patients, especially pediatric patients, were tested for G6PD deficiency because they came in with symptoms that looked like manifestation of symptoms of G6PD deficiency, and the data was collected from their lab records. As for their consanguinity status, it was derived from their pediatric charts because of late, since 2010, it has become compulsory, not since 2010, since 2005, it has become compulsory for all hospitals and during all deliveries in a pink card, which is the patient pediatric card, to monitor and to make a note of the parent's consanguinity status. So it is either first cousin, second cousin, or unrelated. And this has become compulsory, no matter where the child is born nationally, to make a note of this. So my study is both quantitative and qualitative. I have completed the quantitative part of it. I'm going to look at the quantitative portion of it. Now, among my 100 patients, first cousin and second cousin consanguinity, as you can see, totally accounted for about 56% of my patients. 18 were unknown, so I'm not going to include that, but only 26 of them had parents who said they were not related to each other, which is still a very high number because even though I went into it with the knowledge that it would be the case, I did not expect it to be this high. I also looked at the time of manifestation of the symptoms and the diagnosis of G6PD deficiency in the patients. I looked at them on the basis of whether they were diagnosed within the first year of their birth or by the time they reached 5 years of age, between 5 to 10 years of age, or even above 10 years of age, which is 10 to 15 years of age. Now, when I looked at this, I was kind of hoping that most of them would have been diagnosed as neonates. But again, I was surprised by the results where I saw that most of these patients had been diagnosed when they were above 10 years of age, which was almost about 40 to 46 patients who were diagnosed very late. When I spoke to the pediatricians who were in charge for the diagnosis and who treated these patients, it was brought to my notice that a lot of the time they were diagnosed this late because this is when their manifestations of their symptoms were so severe that they were actually noticed by the parents. Until this age, the parents did not really take their kids seriously when they complained of fatigue or when they complained of dizziness or when they had episodes. It was usually just attributed to childishness or playfulness. There is also the issue that most of these couples usually have anywhere near 7 to 8 children with not much of a gap between them. So it's not uncommon to see even in the hospitals, nurses who work in the hospitals who go on maternity leave to come back pregnant already. Wow. Yeah. So this is very common practice over there, and they do not believe in termination of pregnancy. It is illegal by law. So because of this, it usually results in neglection of their children or the older children when they complain of such issues, and they usually wait until they see very obvious jaundice or very obvious hemolytic episodes, or if a child has collapsed or fainted, only then they are brought. And there is also the fact that most of them are from rural areas where they don't have the facility to come to a national hospital. It's a long distance. They have to come all the way to the capital to be diagnosed. Based on my study, I concluded that even though the risk of consanguinity might not be very uniform, and there are several restrictions on this study, it's still accepted that it does pose as a risk factor in transmission, and it is a fact that should be taken into consideration during genetic counseling, which is one of the things that I'm trying to implement as part of my pilot study while bringing the issue of consanguinity and G6PD deficiency into focus, that genetic counseling needs to be set up, especially for couples who are illiterate, couples who do get married repeatedly within the same family. There are several small towns where there are only about 4 families in total, but their population is rather large because they all get married within themselves and they haven't been outside their towns. So I really want to set up something like a genetic counseling system with the help of the government, which is what I want to bring to light with further studies. Like I said, I also had another restriction, which was the lack of published scholarly material in the region. I only had about one specifically published study regarding hemoglobinopathies and consanguinity, which was from Saudi Arabia from 2003, but it wasn't as detailed as I would have hoped it to be, so it wasn't much help anyway. And I was also restricted to being in a single hospital with a smaller sample size. So hopefully with a larger hospital or with more hospitals getting involved with the issue and with larger sample sizes, it would be possible to shed more light on the situation of G6PD deficiency and consanguinity. That's all the information I have for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.